In New South Wales, authorities are assessing the damage and working to get essential supplies to communities that have been cut off by fires on the weekend. Blazes raged across large parts of the state's south coast, the Southern Highlands and the Snowy Mountains region. The New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner, Gary Warboys, is acknowledging there have been difficulties in getting supplies to some isolated areas, including the town of Bermagui. But he says the relief effort is continuing.
For sure, some of those things don't get done as quickly as some people would like them to, but I am very confident that anything in terms of fuel and electricity, those sorts of things, the resupply of food is happening, and it will continue to happen whenever those requests come in. We have defence here now that have been for the journey, have assisted us, and today we see a time where we will in fact turbocharge that response.
New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner Gary Warboys. At least 130 fires are still burning in the state. The number of homes destroyed at the weekend isn't yet known, but it's feared hundreds were lost. Two people are missing in remote areas. The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, spoke at a press conference this morning.
Unfortunately, overnight it's become apparent that we have two people unaccounted for in New South Wales. I hope that ends in good news, but currently in remote parts of far south New South Wales there are two people unaccounted for, and we hope that ends in good news, but at this stage we can't account for their safety.
The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian. Authorities are now preparing for a return of intense heat and dangerous fire conditions at the end of the week. 21 American firefighters have landed in Sydney this morning to help. They're the second group to be sent here under a firefighting partnership between Australia and the United States. Firefighter Tony DeMasters is among them.
You know that there's a lot of people that have been at it since September, in October through November and stuff, so people are tired. And so we're here to actually relieve and try to lend a hand and give those folks the rest that they direly need. So it is an extreme situation.
US firefighter Tony DeMasters arriving in Sydney this morning.